now, Father, we are completely dependent upon you.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我们现在全然的依靠你。
We can understand the words, but we want to see Jesus.
我们能明白这话语，我们更想见到耶稣。
In order to see him, we need your Holy Spirit to reveal the things of our Lord Jesus to us.
主啊，为了见到基督，求您的圣灵教导我们，把它启示在我们心里。
Lord, show us these deep truths concerning your Son.
把那最深的真理藏在您的圣子里的那个真理给我们。
And open up our hearts to receive him.
打开我们的心，让我们能够接受这真理。
So Lord, now we wait upon you and give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们等候您，也感谢您，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read the portion then for today. It'll be beginning at verse 43. John chapter 1, verse 43, and we'll read to the end of the chapter.
那我们今天先把今天要查的经文呢一起读一遍，这就是约翰福音的一章四十三节一直到五十一节。You're reading Chinese. 又次日大家都翻到了吗？约翰福音的一章四十三节到五十一节，新约的一百六十二页，新约的一百六十二页。又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来，跟从我吧。”
薛腓力是伯塞大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找着拿单叶，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。”就是约瑟的儿子拉撒勒人耶稣。
拿单叶对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好吗？”好的呢，腓力说：“你来看。”
耶稣看见拿单叶来，就指着他说：“看吧，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
拿单叶对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”
拿单叶说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将看见比这更大的事儿。”又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
Amen. So in this very important first chapter of John, I'll give a brief synopsis, a brief overview of this chapter.
那非常重要的一卷福音书的第一章呢，约翰福音第一章，我们先稍微回顾一下。
In the first 18 verses, we have introduced to us by John the one who was from before the beginning and who came into the world, was manifested in the flesh, and then revealed to us by his glory.
那在第一章的前面十八节里面呢，通过使徒约翰的口呢，他把神子耶稣的从亘古就有的神性启示出来了，然后呢，这样的神性道成了肉身，在耶稣里面显给地上我们的人看了，这就是前面的一节到十八节想要表达的内容。
And then we have the key verse, and I believe that one there is in verse 14, is the key verse in that introductory portion.
那这个介绍的这一部分，一节到十八节的最重要的一节呢，就是十四节。
It says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth."
就道成了肉身，住在我们中间， 充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
This description by the writer John says, we have seen his glory. That is the subject of the whole book of John, is that the Lord Jesus begins to reveal his glory.
所以这里说我们也见过他的荣光，十四节讲到，这其实就是整个约翰福音一直想表示出来的，就是在耶稣在地上的时候把他的荣光圣子的荣光显给当时的人看。
And further to that, there is a further revelation in verse 18.
有更多的启示呢在十八节。
Because he reveals the invisible God.
因为他不但启示了他，也启示了那看不见的父。
Says no one has ever seen God.
因为没有人看见过神。
But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
那只有在父怀里的独生子。
So the Lord Jesus makes the Father known through the things that he says and things that he does. He is God himself.
那耶稣就把父的形象通过他的所行，因为他自己也是神而表示出来。
Now, we mentioned this last week that he came to his own in verse 11. Of the chapter, he says he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
那我们知道的，在十一节，他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。
His own nation that should have been prepared to receive him.
他的自己的地方就是他自己的国度，就是犹太人的国度。本来应该他们是预备好了要接受这个弥赛亚的。
See, God had promised and prophesied that the Messiah would come in a certain way, and he fulfilled all those requirements, yet they did not receive him.
那上帝借着旧约已经应许了，也预言了这个弥赛亚要来，然后耶稣呢也成就了所有弥赛亚的预言，但是呢，这些犹太人不接受。
Now he didn't come unannounced.
他并不是因着宣告而来的。
Because we read about John the Baptist, that John the Baptist is one that came preparing the way of the Lord. That is God himself. That's
我说错了，就是他并不是没有通知而来的，因为我们都知道，施洗约翰就是那个前面的开路先锋，上帝是差他到前面为耶稣开路。
They not only rejected John the Baptist, but they rejected the Lord Jesus himself.
所以当时的人不但拒绝了施洗约翰，也拒绝了施洗约翰宣告要来的这个弥赛亚耶稣。
That is as a nation.
所以这是一个作为一个国家，他们是拒绝了，这是整个犹太国家。
But in verse 12 we read these things. It says, "Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
对，这就是十二节说的意思。凡接待他的，就是那些愿意接待他，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Though the nation as a whole officially rejected him, yet there were individuals that he would call and encounter who would receive him, and they would have the authority by God himself to be called his own children.
所以即使是按照一个国家的整体，犹太国就是以色列国拒绝了耶稣，但是在当中呢有很多的个人上帝呼召出来接受他，愿意成为愿意相信他，他们上帝就称他们为神的儿女。
And so those ones that received him, we have a record of some of them.
那些接受他的人呢，我们有一些记录。
In this first chapter, there are five men we read about.
所以在第一章里面呢，我们就读到了五个这样的人。
And there were no doubt others as well, and women, many women, followed the Lord Jesus.
所以在这里当然都表明就只有五个人，有很多其他的人，也包括很多的妇女。
They were some of the most faithful and earliest of the disciples were the women.
所以最早的最 有信心的一批门徒当中有很多也是妇女。
But we have in this section, from last week we looked at verse 29 to verse 34, where we have the call, verse 35 rather, to verse 42, where we have two disciples or three rather, we have Peter, Simon Peter, and probably John the Apostle, and then Simon goes and gets his brother Andrew. So we see three called last week.
所以在上一次我们查到的35节到42节里面呢，这里就有三个门徒出来了。一个呢是安德烈，一个呢有可能我们都分析过了，就是这个使徒约翰自己，他把自己的名字隐掉了。那还有一个呢，就是安德烈的哥哥兄弟西门彼得。
So this week we're going to take a look at Philip and Nathaniel. There are two more disciples that are called by the Lord Jesus.
今天呢我们要再读两个人，一个是腓力，一个是拿单叶，是两个被耶稣呼召的另外两个。
Now, this is a, we might call this, these five that were called, these were personal calls.
我们管这个叫呢个人的呼召。
And we'll see how they're all a little bit different.
他们都有一点这样那样的不同。
John and Andrew, they were disciples of John the Baptist.
那比如说约翰和安德烈呢，他们本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
And when John the Baptist pointed out the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, they follow the Lord Jesus. They leave John and follow Jesus.
所以当施洗约翰指着耶稣说，你看哪，这是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这两个人呢，就离开了施洗约翰，去跟随了耶稣。
And then we saw Andrew. The first thing Andrew thought of was that he would go and he would get his brother.
第一件事情，当安德烈得到这个救恩的时候呢，他就想去找他的哥哥，告诉他这件好事，就是彼得。
And he says, Andrew ran to Peter and said, Peter.We have found the Messiah.
圣经说呢，他就跑去见他的哥哥，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
And he brought him to Jesus.
然后他把西门，也就是彼得，带到了耶稣那里。
It's a very simple testimony that he had, but he was a soul winner. Andrew was a soul winner.
那这是一个非常简单的见证，但是他就成了一个灵魂的拯救者，他救了彼得。
I think we all have.We all have a burden for our loved ones.
因为我们的内心呢，都有为我们所爱的人有很重的负担。
And we try to tell them about it. We found the Savior, and we try to bring them to Jesus.
那我们努力想告诉他们，我们发现了那个救主，我们找到了那个救主，我们想把他们也带到救恩里来。
And so Andrew is a good pattern for us.
那安德烈其实就是我们的一个很好的一个表。
What was his testimony?
那他的见证是怎么讲的呢？
We found the Messiah, and then he brought him to Jesus. That's so simple.
这是非常简单的见证，就是告诉西门，我遇见弥赛亚了，就把他带去。
It doesn't say anywhere that he had a big argument with Peter.
他这里没有讲说他跟彼得有个大的争论。
I don't think you'd win an argument with Peter anyway.
我不觉得他们会有任何的争论。
From what we understand about his character,
从我们所了解的这个他们的性格来看。
But that should be the object of our testimonies, that we tell people what we have found, and then tell them, bring them to Jesus to experience him for themselves.
所以我们的见证往往应该也是这样，就是我们就告诉别人我们发现了什么。然后呢，把他带到耶稣面前来，他自己经历耶稣，他就会信，而不是通过我们的。
That's a very simple pattern for the soul winner.
所以这是一个非常简单的这个模式啊，作为一个灵魂拯救的人来说，去拯救灵魂的人来说，这是个最好的方式。
And we'll see also that Philip, when he brought Nathanael, he didn't argue with Nathanael either, did he?
那我们看见腓力和拿单叶这个故事也是一样的，就是当腓力带着拿单叶来的时候，他也没有跟拿单叶在那争来争去，说耶稣是谁。
So here we have what we might call the personal call of the disciples, or the way that his disciples became believers. They came different ways.
所以这里是不同的角度。那些门徒们啊，他成为耶稣的门徒，这都是不同的路过来的。
So that we might call that the personal call, but there also there was the official call of the 12 disciples.
所以这个每一个人呢都是个人的呼召，上帝带领每个人的途径都是不一样。但是呢，同时呢，因为他们这12个人的特殊的背景呢，这也是耶稣在呼召他的12个门徒在当时。
And the official, there were 12 that were called officially. Now in Mark chapter 3, we get an example, because all of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all record the official call of the 12 disciples.
我们来看一下马可福音的三章。前面的那个福类福音对观福音啊，福音书这三个，马太马可路加呢都详细的单独的表述了耶稣记载了耶稣呼召十二个门徒的正式呼召十二个门徒的过程。
Mark chapter 3 and verse 14.
马可福音的三章十四节。
And if you could read from verse 14 to verse 19.
我们可以读14节到19节。刚才停在谁呢？他就设立
十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，
并给他们权柄赶鬼。这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有西皮泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两个人起名叫范尼奇，就是雷子的意思。又有安德烈，是我念的，叫腓力、巴多罗买、马太、多马，叫
雅各菲
的儿子雅各和达泰，并奋月瑞党的西门，还有那卖基督的卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
You had the hardest one.
你读的这部分都是人名，比较难读的。
Sorry, there was a real bad accident on the bridge. The cars were all crunched up. I hope the people are okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bang in the door on the bridge.
We're just happy to see you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here safe. The roads are very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Take a coffee.
Yeah. Get a cup of coffee.
That's okay, I'm all right.
Okay. That's okay. So, we're John chapter 1, verse 43,
okay.
To the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
So here we have what we might call the official call of the 12 disciples.
这里我们就有一个记载，我们可以管它叫做正式呼召十二个门徒。
This was the Lord Jesus, his sovereign choice of all his disciples.
这个是耶稣呢，在他的主权里选择了十二个人做他的门徒。
And so, what we'll do is we'll go back, we'll come back to this passage, we're going to pick up a thought a little bit later.
我们要回到这里呢，等一会儿再来看多一点的这个里面的含义，那我们先放在这儿，我们回到原来的地方。
But we want to look at this next section in verse 43.
那我们可以继续往下看，约翰福音的一章四十三节这个部分。
It says the next day, of course, the day after that those two disciples had spent the entire day with him. And it's interesting that there's no night mentioned with his disciples. It would seem that as they had fellowship with the Lord Jesus, those three disciples, there was Andrew and Peter and John, they spent the whole day in fellowship with the Lord Jesus. But it seemed to go on and on. There was no night. And I guess the lesson is here that when we're with the Lord Jesus, it's always day. He's the light of the world. It's a very simple thing that the scriptures kind of mention. You have to read between the lines, kind of. But there was no night with the Savior.
那这里呢，提到的又次日，这个次日呢，就是前一天，他们跟耶稣同住了之后的那个后面的一天。但我们都知道呢，你从上下文读呢，你没有读到任何关于晚上的记载，这是非常有意思的。那其实对于任何一个信靠主的人来说，都有这个经历，就是当你在主里的时候，他就是光了。其实你人生就没有黑夜了，所以他们在那个时候，他们跟主在一起，他们发现了大光，他们就整个日子就像都是白天一样。所以他这里没有提到过，一个任何的记载是在说晚上。
So it's the next day though that Jesus is deciding to go up to Galilee.
那后面一天呢，耶稣就想往加利利去。
Which brings us to an interesting thing. Why would he want to go up to Galilee?
这里会有一个很有意思的问题，就是他为什么想去加利利呢？
He was probably much closer to go up to Judea in Jerusalem. There was the center of temple worship. There were all the priests, there were all the Levites and the scribes, the educated people that should have known the scriptures, that should have seen the things that he did and said, and they should have said, this is the Messiah.
所以他想去加利利的原因啊，为什么变得非常有意思呢？就是按道理呢，加利利是在整个犹太国的最北面和农村，他应该往南走，那就是耶路撒冷在的地方。耶路撒冷在犹太的南边，耶路撒冷有一切的祭司，有文士，有法利赛人，有这些所有的人都非常熟悉旧约圣经，那他们都知道有一个弥赛亚要来，他是什么样的，那他们也看见了耶稣所行的，那耶稣为什么不去到那里？他们应该很轻易的就能认出他了，按道理，按人的常理，应该是去熟悉圣经的地方去显明你的身份。那耶稣相反，他往反方向走，他走到农村去了。
And Galilee was known as a provincial town. That's kind of it would be like in if you're in China, rather than Shanghai or Beijing or Guangzhou, rather than those big cities, the Lord Jesus went way out into the countryside to the poor farmers and the peasants in the countryside.
所以加利利对于当时的以色列国来说，它是一个边缘省份啊。那比方说像中国来说，它就不是上海、北京、广州这些地方，那它是小农村，内地的远方的这个小农村。就耶稣他不待在大地方，他到小地方去。
And what would you say? Well, why would he do that?
那他为什么这么做呢？
In Jerusalem is the center. You would think that if he established his ministry there, then that would go through all the whole countryside.
因为耶路撒冷是中心呢，如果耶稣在那里建立了他的这个传道的核心，那这很容易就传到全国去了。
But he knew that among all the scribes and the Pharisees and the rich people that lived in the main city, that there were very few there that would receive him.
因为耶稣知道，在这些法利赛人、这些文士、那些住在中心区的富人们里面，很少有人愿意接受他。
He said, "I am sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
他说我被差去往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And out in Galilee and those among the working people, the farmers and the fishermen, there were going to be many, many disciples there among the poor people.
但是在加利利那些农夫、渔夫、就这些很普通的人里面，就有很多失丧的羊，是最后成为耶稣的门徒。
I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 15.
我们往前翻，翻到马太福音的四章的十四节。
Matthew quotes a prophecy of the of Isaiah, the prophet, written some 700 years before the Lord Jesus came.
那这里呢，马太福音开始讲到了，以赛亚，也就是耶稣来之前几百年的一个先知说到的，按着指着耶稣说的段话。
And we read here in Verse 12. Yes, chapter 12 to verse 17, if we could read that around. Yeah.
我们顺着读下来，读马太福音的四章十二节到十七节，刚才停在十二节。耶稣听见。
耶稣听见了约翰下监，就退到加利利去，
后又离开拿撒勒往加百隆去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。
对，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，
说西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地。
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
从那时候起，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So here's on another occasion the Lord Jesus, when John the Baptist was put in prison, he left Judea where he was on another visit, and he returned to Galilee.
所以这个是耶稣在施洗约翰被抓起来下监之后呢，他离开了犹大地啊，就是靠近耶路撒冷的地方，回到了他出生的加利利的那个地方。
And he went and stayed in Capernaum, which he made his headquarters basically for 3 years.
那他待在加百农啊，加百农有一点像他的一个中心，传道的中心地。
This was in Galilee.
加百农就在加利利。
Capernaum was probably one of the biggest towns on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
加百农应该是在加利利海的边上最大的一座城镇。
And it was in the tribal boundaries of Zebulun and Naphtali.
它是在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。
And so the prophet Isaiah, he says this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah.
他说这就是应验了那先知拿以赛亚的那个话。
So the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali,
西布伦地、拿弗他利地，
the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles,
就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地。
So after describing the area now,the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before, he describes the condition of the people that were living there.
所以你想想，这个在700年前，耶稣来700年前，那个先知以赛亚，他就讲到了那个时代加利利的人会生活在一个什么情况。
He says, they describe the people as the people living in darkness.
他说呢，他们是生活在黑暗中。
Now the people of Galilee were despised by the people that lived up in Jerusalem and Judea.
因为整个住在加利利这个边缘省区的这些人，完全是被 中心地带的那个耶路撒冷的一些官长们都是抛弃的，就是鄙视。
They were backward, ignorant, uneducated.
他们是无知的，没受过教育的，落后的，就这么些个地方。
They were poor and
贫穷的。
You might say they were very rough kind of people.
是很原始的那个。
They were not. Their manners were not very good.
他们的举止可能不像耶路撒冷人那么有优雅。
Yes, so.These are the people that living in darkness, not only in cultural darkness, but in spiritual darkness.
所以他们是活在这黑暗的，不但是他们整个民族文化的黑暗里，也是属灵的黑暗。
But it's those people that saw a great light, it says there.
那正是因为这些人呢，他们看见了大光。
And he just further describes this light. He says, on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
坐在死荫之地的人，这些人发现有光照着他们。
And who was that light? None other than the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who said, I am the light of the world.
谁是个光呢？主耶稣说，我就是光。
And John the Baptist said, that's the true light, the enlightens everyone coming into the world.
那施洗约翰说，这是那真光照亮来这地上一切的。
Yes, and so the true light had come into the world.
这真光来到地上。
And so Galilee, then he had in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, he went to Galilee because there were people there that would listen to him because they knew they were in darkness. They knew they were blind.
所以为了应验这以赛亚的话呢，耶稣去了加利利。那主要的原因呢，是因为加利利的人呢，他们知道他们生活在黑暗，他们知道自己是眼瞎的。
Now Pushpan Papu, we had the privilege of having a wonderful evangelist come and visit us on Tuesday night.
我们周二祷告会的时候呢，有一个很好的访客讲员啊 ，Pushpan 弟兄。
And some of us really appreciate evangelists.
那我们很喜欢他的讲道，他是一个。
Do you appreciate evangelists? We love them very much. Very and Nicole is very very good to hear of the evangelists.
这个非常好的一个传道。
What did Pushpan? He spoke on the blind man, didn't he?
所以他就是一个像在黑暗中在眼瞎中的人传道的。
And the blind man knew that he was blind.
因为眼瞎的人啊，一定得知道他眼瞎，他才有的救。
And when the Lord Jesus said, "What could I do for you?" when he stopped, the blind man said that I might see.
所以当在耶利哥城外耶稣路过的时候，他那个人瞎子叫他说，耶稣问他，我能为你做什么呢？那瞎子说：“我要能看见。”
And so the Galileans, they were people that were like the blind person. They knew that they had no sight.
那加利利人呢？他们是一群什么样的人？他们虽然眼瞎，但他们像那个瞎子一样，知道自己瞎了，还要看见。
On the other hand, the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and the priests, they all said, "We see."
那相反的，那些在耶路撒冷的那些法利赛人、那些撒都该人。那些宗教阶层的祭司，那些文士，他们就说：“哎，我能看见的，我没瞎。”
But in fact, they were as blind or more blind than the Galileans.
但恰恰相反，他们是眼瞎的，而且是比那些加利利人瞎得更厉害。
So the Lord Jesus knew that there were those in Galilee that were going to believe in Him, and the Father sent Him to Galilee.
所以，耶稣知道，父天父也知道，所以差耶稣去。知道什么呢？就是那些加利利人，他们需要神的话，他们知道自己眼瞎，要看见。
And it would be in Galilee where most of his ministry would take place.
所以在加利利呢，是他大部分的传道的工作开展的地方。
Most of his greatest ministry or his greatest miracles rather would take place in Galilee.
他很大的神迹，大部分都是在加利利做的。
And 11 of the 12 disciples, they were all Galileans.From the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun and Naphtali.
所以这他们的主要的来源呢， 就是西布伦支派和拿弗他利支派的这些人。
There was only one. Guess which one that was that was not a Galilean.
只有一个不是加利利人，你猜是谁？
保罗。
Judas. He was Iscariot from a town, I think, I'm not sure which tribe, but it was not Zebulun. He wasn't from Galilee anyway. Judas of Iscariot.
所以圣经讲到犹大的时候呢，都会特别讲他叫加略人犹大。所以这个加略这个地方呢，不是加利利地的，所以他是外面来的，并不是在这个地方。
So it would be in Galilee that he would gather his disciples. And you remember, when he rose from the dead, he went to Galilee, and there were 500 Galileans at one place that could all gather there. They were all believers, and he appeared to them.
所以你都记得在耶稣复活了以后呢，他先回去的哪？他先回加利利，然后呢，在加利利一时有500个信徒。看见过耶稣，所以这都是在加利利发生。
This is really interesting and ironic. Like if you look in Israel's history, there was a northern kingdom, and that was the kingdom. And there was this Judah. Yes, was this southern kingdom. And the northern kingdom had gone into idolatry very deeply, into darkness, and they had gotten away from the real true God, and they had made their own gods.But Naphtali and Zebulun were one of the, they were the tribes of Israel, and they did not conquer, their enemies and subdue the land, as much as some of the other tribes did. So you see here that the Gentiles, it's called Galilee of the Gentiles. There was a lot of Gentiles in that area.
所以你会看见很讽刺的一件事情是北国和南国啊，北国是比较穷的。北国呢，就以色列当时分成南北两国的时候呢，犹大和这个耶路撒冷是留在南国，所以北国都是一些呢，他们当时被亚述人征服了以后呢，很多外邦人住在里面，然后呢，他们还拜偶像，然后经济也不富裕，是整个景况都是比较糟糕的一块地方。加利利就是北国的一个部分。
And it's interesting that Jesus already knew that he was going to be rejected in Jerusalem and with the high priests and with all the people in that area. But in the land of the Galilee, you know, it almost seems like you got the Jewish people and you got the Gentiles. We are Gentiles. And the Lord was going to the Gentiles. And he was being received there by the Gentiles. But in his own nation...He was being rejected. And so even the disciples, as Eric was saying, that they were mostly of the Gentiles nations.
所以北国呢，在当时被南国常常看作外邦地，因为他们又跟人混居，又拜偶像，又被征服了。所以但恰恰相反呢，越是以自己知道，觉得自己知道神的话的这个地方呢，他们越不信那个弥赛亚。所以耶稣来的时候，恰恰没有选择待在犹大，尤其是耶路撒冷那些宗教人士待的地方，那他去把福音传给了那些在正统犹太人里面看的外邦人的地方，而且是最远最远的那个外邦人的地方，所以是很非常讽刺的一件事。
It says that he came unto his own, but his own received him not.
这就是耶稣前面约翰福音一章讲的，他来到自己的地方，他自己的人却不接待他。
But to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
这就能解释这句话，对于那些接受他的人，他本来来到自己的地方，犹太人不接受他。对于接受他的人呢，他就称他为自己的神的儿子。
So it was a precursor that the Lord was going to open up the gospel to the Gentiles, and he was going to build his church.
这也就是一个前面的一个影子啊，一个开始。就是什么呢？最终福音会向所有的外邦人这个大门打开，所以今天的教会是建立在地上的外邦地，所有的外邦国度一个特别大的教会就建立起来。
But still, after his resurrection, he said, "First, preach the gospel in Jerusalem, starting in Jerusalem, and then go out to the four corners of the earth."
但即便如此呢，当他复活了以后，他依然告诉他的门徒呢，先在耶路撒冷传，然后呢再向全地世界各地去传。
His heart was still glued and to Jerusalem. He still loved Jerusalem.
因为他的心依然在耶路撒冷，他依然爱他的这些虽然很悖逆很骄傲的这些耶路撒冷的孩子们，但最终他们还是没有接受，所以福音就广传在各地。
But we are so blessed that the gospel was opened up to us.
但我们非常蒙福了，就是因着这个福音就向我们敞开了。
Yeah, okay.
So, we find the Lord Jesus going to Galilee, and he finds, it says, finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Verse 43.
回到约翰福音的
John chapter 1, sorry.
一章的43节。然后又次日耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力就对他说，来跟从我吧。
Now Philip, we might ask ourselves, was Philip a believer before the Lord came and told him to follow him?
我们可能会这么问这个问题，那腓力在遇见耶稣之前是不是一个信徒呢？他相不相信，然后看见了他就跟随主呢？
See, the Lord Jesus, when we don't hear about anything about Philip's background here.
在这里我没有看见关于腓力的任何背景介绍。
But we do find out that he had a testimony already.
我们知道他有一个见证在这。
He was a godly man.
他是一个属神的人。
Because when he comes in verse 45, he comes to his friend Nathanael.
因为在45节他碰到他的朋友拿单叶的时候。
What is his testimony?
他怎么说的？
He knew the Old Testament prophets.
因为他知道旧约律法书上讲的那位先知啊。
He knew the law.
他知道律法。
This was a man that was spiritually educated and a real believer.
这是一个属灵上真的受过教育，也相信期待神国降临。
One that had already been looking for the Messiah in the scriptures.
那个一直在经文里面，在圣经里查找，想等候那个弥赛亚的人呢？
And the Lord Jesus said, "We says he found Philip." In other words, the Lord Jesus sought him out.He found him. He didn't just bump into him accidentally.
所以这里圣经的这个意思在这里是他并不是巧合的碰到他，是耶稣去找到他。
The first thing Lord Jesus was doing when he went into Galilee was to find Philip.
所以他要去加利利呢，是要找这些门徒，就找到腓力。
A man that had been no doubt anticipating the appearance of the Messiah.
因为这个人毫无疑问他一直在等候圣经里说的弥赛亚到来。
But now the question is, how committed would Philip be to the Lord Jesus?
那这里问题就来，他有多深能够把自己交给耶稣呢？
It's one thing to believe, it's another thing to follow.
对，相信是一回事啊，跟从和交托又是另外一个概念。
But a mark of a true believer is one who follows.
但是一个真的相信的人呢，一定是那一个要跟随的人。
The Lord Jesus said, "My sheep, they hear my voice, and they follow me."
因为耶稣说呢，我的羊，他听见我的声音呢，就跟从我。他不是只是听见了相信，要有行动，他要跟随。
See, his voice is different when he speaks to our spirit.It's different from every other voice in the world.
因为他的声音是不一样的。当他跟我们的灵说话，跟我们的心说话的时候，这个声音是跟全世界其他的声音不一样。
But then there's a choice, isn't there? Am I going to follow him or am I going to continue on my own path?
所以这里有一个选择了，我是要跟随他呢，还是走我自己原来的路？
There was a story.I read some time ago about a missionary in the early days in the United States.
那我读过一个故事，讲在美国早年的一个传教士。
And the Lord had sent him to the Indian people. Not the East Indian, but the native Indian people.
上帝差他去给印第安人传道，不是我们东方的印度人，是北美当地的印第安人。
I'm thankful the Lord sent these are the real Indian people.
这个是真的印度人。
And the Lord has sent many to there. But, this man was sent to the natives of the country.
那这个人呢被神呢就是派往北美的土著当地人呢去传教。
And there was an old chief that, became friends of the missionary.
那这个一个老酋长呢跟他成了朋友，跟这个传教士。
He was a very upright and noble man.
他是个非常正直也非常尊贵的一个老酋长。
And the missionary pressed on him the claims of the Lord Jesus on his soul.
然后呢，这个传教士呢就把神的福音呢给他啊，就是推到他心里去。
But the old chief said, he said, for many years I have followed the Indian road, and I'm going to follow it to the end.
然后他说，这个老酋长说，我跟随我们印第安人的这个道路啊，很多很多年了，那我要走到底。
Now the missionary had to leave that area, and for over a year he had heard no word from the chief.
那这个传教士呢，因为其他的事必须离开了，一整年他没有这个酋长的消息。
But he got a message. The chief was dying. Could he come to visit?
然后他听到一个消息说这个酋长要死了，要他要去想去看一看。
And when the missionary came into the place where the old chief lay dying, he saw the old man who raised himself up to speak to the missionary.
然后当他进了老酋长的房间，老酋长坐起来跟他说话。
And he said to the missionary, the Indian road stops here. Can I get on the Jesus road?
他说呢，印第安的路啊，我今天走到头了，我现在能不能走耶稣的路？
And so, the idea there of Philip making a choice. All our roads in this life end in what? Death, don't they? The end.
所以腓力的这个故事其实就是他需要做个选择，其实告诉我们，我们所有人自己的路啊，都有一个尽头，就是地上的死亡。
There's nothing beyond this life.
因为在这一生之后呢，所有的路你都必须被动的选择停止，因为在那之后这条路就断了。
But the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Life coming into the world, going through death, he's burst a hole right through the great gloom of death.
但是耶稣，那神的圣子，他来到地上，他胜过了死亡，他跨越了这个死亡的界限，所以他的这条路是能够存到永远。
Now he says, I am the way, the truth and the life. You can come to the Father through me.
所以他说，我是那道路、真理和生命，你可以通过我到父、到神那里去。
And so on that day, Philip was there. The choice had to be made. Will you follow me?
所以那一天呢，腓力在那里，他要做一个选择，他要不要跟随耶稣去。
And what does it say? He followed him.It doesn't say that here, but obviously he did.
所以虽然这里没有明确的讲，但我们很明显的知道呢，腓力跟随了耶稣。
So now we'll break for a minute because we're going to be going on, unless Jeet has anything to say.
I just wanted to mention one more thing, what Eric was saying about Philip, that once the truth or the gospel is presented to a person,You see, it's a wonderful love story that God tells people, that how much He loved them, how much He loved the world. That's the story, the gospel. And once that's been presented to any person, then God's responsibility of what he did for mankind has been finished. When Christ said, "It is finished," it was finished. All of man's sins was dealt with. And he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and he's seated at the right hand of God. He's the living sacrifice. But when people come face to face with the truth, then it's their responsibility. And they have to be able to say, yes, I accept the truth, or no, I reject the truth. The responsibility comes on that person's head when they hear the truth.
所以这里呢，耶稣在十字架上成就的事呢，是为每一个人成就。当他死而复活之后呢，这样的工作就做完了。所以总是到每一个人都要自己做一个很重要的选择，我们要不要这个真理，要不要这个礼物。所以神的工作在十字架上就已经结束了。
And once a person says yes to the truth, like we were talking about Philip, then the blessings from God start. And there are so many blessings from God that we can't number them. We were talking about these, the land of Galilee, and they had been in darkness. But you read about the other side, the southern kingdom, how they've been blessed. Jerusalem was there. And we read about the nations of the world where America, the new immigrants came over. They were believers. They loved God. They trusted God. And on their coin they put, in God we trust. And God blessed that nation. And that's where the blessings start. Where,
you know, 当我们接受神的救恩的时候呢，祝福就来了。不是说神不愿意，而是在这之前呢，罪没有被解决。所以救恩是解决罪的问题，敞开这扇门，让神的救祝福能够进来。所以我们都知道，接受救恩的，不管是人还是国家呢，这个祝福都是非常明显的。甚至像在美国的一个钱上都说，这是神的，我们相信神呢、啊，对，所以他会他的这个钱币上都写的以神的名义。所以祝福是神特别愿意给我们，但是。前提是我们要真的接受救恩，解决罪的问题才可能。
Okay, let's.
我们一起来做个祷告，然后有个茶歇。你的天上的父，谢谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的真理，是吧？你愿意像腓力一样，也愿意像彼得、像安德烈、像约翰那样，来到您的面前，接受您的救恩。这样我们那祝福那安舒的日子就来到，因为我们最大的敌人就是我们看不见的罪，是吧？求您赦免我们，也求您帮助我们，带领我们，更求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门，
阿门。From this word, and Lord, we just want to ask thy blessings now as we ask that the Holy Spirit would open up our minds and our hearts that we might be receptive to the truths of our God and his loving kindness to us. We give thee thanks in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
So now, verse 44.
44节。
The Lord Jesus had asked Philip to follow him.
耶稣要以腓力跟随他。
And he responds, and the very first thing that he does now is he looks for his friend Nathanael.
他答应了，他跟随了，然后他做的第一件事情呢，又是去找他的朋友拿单耶。
Verse 44 says that Philip was from the city of Bethsaida.
44节说腓力是伯塞大人。
And Andrew and Peter were there for, as well.
安德烈和彼得也在那儿，也是那里的人。
So these early disciples, many of them knew each other for a long time.
所以最早的这些门徒呢，其实他们彼此已经是很长时间的朋友了，认识，彼此认识。
In the next chapter, we find that they all were present at a wedding.
然后下一章呢，我们会看见他们都在一个婚礼上呢出席了，就是他们都去了。他们都是彼此认识的熟人。
So there was, there had been a bond among the godly people of Galilee waiting for the Messiah.
所以这里有一这么一大群属神的人呢，他们在等候弥赛亚来。
And that's, so, and that's evidenced by the response of these first five disciples.
那这个见证呢，就这五个最初的这个门徒，就告诉我们这个见证。
So Bethsaida, now that's a little town. It's called the House of Fish.
那伯塞大呢是也是加利利海边上的一个小小城镇，它被称作什么呢？叫做鱼的打鱼的城。
Beth means in Hebrew, it means house.
Beth 伯塞大这个 Beth 在希伯来语里的意思就是 house， 就是房子的意思。
And so it was well named because it was a fishing village there. And Peter and Andrew, they were fishermen. Their father was a fisherman. Probably they were fishermen on that lake for many, many years.
这座城里到处都是渔夫。那安德烈他们是一家是渔夫。那这个彼得他们一家和那个约翰他们一家都是渔夫。
And Philip also was from that village.
所以腓力也是从这座小城来的。
Today we don't know where that village is.
今天呢，我们不能够确认知道这座小城在哪里，小村。
It was close to Capernaum, but the exact location has not been found.
它非常接近加百农，但是确切的位置呢，今天没有找到。
And we read that the Lord Jesus, many of his great works were done in Bethsaida and Capernaum.
我们都知道耶稣做了很多很神迹的功呢。就是在伯塞大和加百农。
And many from Bethsaida believed, but many rejected him.
很多人在伯塞大的呢信了，但也很多拒绝了。
And we read of that he brings, he looks down through time and he sees what's going to happen to Bethsaida.
我都知道他在时间里他看见了伯塞大未来的会。结局是怎么样?
In Matthew chapter 11 there, we read that. Because he mentions,
马太福音的十一章我们都知道。
Because he mentions Bethsaida, I think we should just maybe get a lesson from this.
因为他这里提到了伯塞大，那我们可以稍微看一下伯塞大这个城，为什么今天是找不到了。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 20.
十一章，马太福音十一章的二十节，我们就知道为什么这几座城现在就找不到了。
Now this occasion is after the Lord Jesus had preached for some months and perhaps years in that area of Galilee.
那这段讲道呢，耶稣的讲道是在他已经在这几座城里已经讲了几个月甚至一年的时间，他在讲福音之后。但这些人很多人拒绝。
Then Jesus, verse 20, then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent.
马太的十一二十节说，耶稣在住城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改。就在那时候，耶稣责备他们说。
He says, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida!"
他说，哥拉逊哪，你有祸了；伯塞大啊，你有祸了。
And now he talks about the great privilege that they had that the Son of Life would come among them. And he says there, if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
他就接着就讲到了，他不知道这两座城里的人不知道他们所有的恩典啊，他们所有的这个神给他们的东西是多么的宝贵。他说呢，在这里因为在你们中间行的异能啊，若行在推罗和西顿，就是早年已经被审判灭亡的两个城里面，这些城的人就足够有依据披麻蒙灰悔改。
Tyre and Sidon were very wealthy but idolatrous cities that were completely given over to sinful practices.
那推罗和西顿是非常富裕但是非常犯罪的两座城嘛，就在这个之前。
The Lord Jesus said, if those miracles had been done in those cities, they would have repented.
耶稣说呢，如果他在伯塞大行的神迹行在那两座城呢，那两座城的人都足够悔改。
But Bethsaida, as a city, as all the people in the city, they did not repent. So, it isn't that the Lord Jesus brought judgment. He didn't bring judgment on those cities.
So, 耶稣并不给这些城带来这个,
They brought judgment upon themselves.
而是这些人自己给自己带来了审判。
By rejecting the light, they set in motion a series of circumstances that end up with absolute destruction. By rejecting the light and being perverse and in their response to the light, that nature eventually found an opposition in the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire then crushed those cities. And it wasn't from God, it was because of their stubbornness that was ingrained within them as a result of rejecting the light.
所以当时的这些人呢，他们因着自己的悖逆呢，他们抵挡耶稣，他们拒绝了耶稣，然后他们这样的对权柄的这种心态呢。 就导致之后，当耶稣被他们杀了，钉死在十字架，升天走了之后呢，他们这颗心就依然是同样的对待罗马政府的。那他们对待罗马政府的这样的一颗心呢，就导致了在几十年之后，罗马政府把整个以色列的全民都给灭了。所以这是一个自然的状态，就是这并不是上帝给他带来的，就是他是这样的状态，他到最后就会有这样的结果。
The rejection of God's grace brings a hardening of heart.
所以对于你拒绝神恩典的这样的人呢，他到最后一定会带来呢，他的心是越来越硬的，他要靠着自己，他要自己去推翻罗马统治，最后结果就是全部死光。
A person that sees the light, that has understood the grace and rejected it, they don't stay the same.
对于那些 看见救恩，但是拒绝的这些人呢，那他们其实所有的结果和那些接受的会大不一样。The
effect is blindness, more blindness, and more of a hardness of heart.
那本来他在没有看到救恩的时候呢，他是一个状态，等他看到救恩，他又拒绝了呢，他的心是会比以前更硬的，眼会更瞎的。So
we have these three disciples all from this little village.
所以我们会看见这些一个小村里面的三个门徒啊。
Philip and Andrew and Peter.
腓利、安德烈和彼得。
And they three, that's one quarter of the disciples that are going to rule and reign with Christ in the coming kingdom.
这里有三个啊，是未来要跟随耶稣。
They'll be very famous, very famous in the millennium. Bethsaida will have having three of the leaders of the world leaders from that little village.
在千禧年的时候，他们会非常有名啊，因为他们会是都是从伯赛大来的三个人，他们会在地上的。
But let's press on here. In verse 45, we saw there earlier that Jesus found Philip, and here we find Philip finding Nathanael.
我们前面看见的耶稣找到了腓利，呼召了他，这里呢，腓利却找到了拿但业。Again,
we believe that Philip was searching for Nathanael specifically.
这里呢，我们又看见了腓利其实是刻意在找拿但业。Like,
he understood what his friend's desires were.
就像什么呢？他知道他的朋友想要什么，内心里想要什么。He
so he searches out Nathanael, and he told him. We found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
他对拿单叶说呢，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
So what was his message really was what? We found the one. We found the one.
他的信息其实就是说我们找到了那一个一直在期待的那个。
And the Nathaniel must have been anticipating the appearance of the Messiah in some way.
所以从这里呢，我们可以看见拿但业也是那样的一个状态，就是他一直在期待那个弥赛亚要来的状态，否则他不会对这种事情感兴趣。
And you can see that that God's plan that His Son would come among His own who would be prepared for Him. We see these men that had been prepared by God through His Word to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以最终呢，救恩是怎么样的？神把救恩赐下呢，能进到的新的，能进到的人的里面，那些人都是在这之前呢，因着神的话预备了很久，他的状态呢，已经在那个状态，他想要接受这个救恩，他知道自己瞎了，他想要那个神的救恩的状态。所以前面神是会借着他的话语预备人心的。
But they have to receive him by faith.
但他们依然要在信心里去接受耶稣。
Does Jesus look just like any other man?
如果耶稣只是像一个普通人一样的。
People often miss, that he just disappeared in crowds.
然后他可能就在人群里消失了。
He didn't look outstanding in any physical way.
因为耶稣并没有在外在的形象上跟什么人有区别。
But to the eye of faith, the Lord Jesus is revealed.
因为借着你的信心呢，在你的信心里，你的眼就能看见耶稣所展现出来的不一样的里面的东西。
And the basis of our faith, the basis of Philip's faith, is based upon the Word of God.
因为这里呢，腓力的信心是从圣经里的话来的。
We found the one that Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets wrote. The scriptures told us this is the one.
所以腓力基础他的信心的基础他说是摩西在律法上面写的那一位来了。所以他是首先他是知道律法他懂圣经的。
So Paul writes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
所以保罗说呢，信道是听道来的，听道是神的话来的。
We hear the word of God. It's not an argument, is it?
我们就听见了神的道，它不是一个有争议的道。
It's not through education or philosophy.
也不是通过教育，也不是通过宗教和哲学来的。
We hear about the Lord Jesus from His word, and then if we receive that written word, He becomes real to us.
所以我们听见了耶稣呢，我们看见了他留下的圣经。当我们接受这些圣经的话呢，耶稣就变得在我们心里变得很真实了。
If our salvation rested upon some experience that we had, we soon forget about that experience.
如果我们的救恩是基于我们的一些经验，那这些经验呢，很可能会过去。
But if our salvation rests upon God's word, then it always is the same whenever we return to it.
如果我们的救恩是基于神的话，那就不变了，因为我每次回去呢，它还是这些话。
For example, one of the verses we read this morning, earlier.
那比如说呢，我们今天早晨读到的一些话。
As yet to all who receive Him, to those He gave the authority to be called the children of God.
比如说一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
That never changes.
这个永远不变的。
Our feelings change.
因为我们的感受一直在变。
The interpretation of our experiences may go from one side to another.
那我们自己来理解，来解释我们的感受的这种解释呢，一会儿从左边一会儿摆到右边去，一直是在摇摆的。
And our experiences depend upon our memories to recall them.
我们的经验呢，基于我们的印象，基于我们的记忆，来回忆起我们曾经经历的事情。
But our salvation depends upon God's eternal word.
但是我们的救恩呢，却基于神永恒的话，这个话是不变的。
It is never, it never changes. That's why Jesus said that his words, they're like a rock. We can build our lives upon a rock, a good foundation. God's word.
耶稣说他的话就像一块基石一样，我们把救恩是建立在这块石头上，那这个房子就踏实了。
And so Philip, that was his testimony. We found the one that the scriptures testify about.
所以腓力说呢，那这个是他的见证，我们看见了，就是圣经旧约上面讲的很清楚的，因为旧约是不变的，那一位现在知道了是他。
But whoa, when he describes the name and the origin of this Messiah to Nazareth or to the Nathaniel, there he gets a bit of a surprise.
但当他把这个名字把这个地方告诉拿单叶的时候呢，拿单叶的回答有点令人意外了啊。
He calls him here Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
他管耶稣叫做拿撒勒人耶稣，约瑟的儿子。
That's the Messiah.
这就是弥赛亚。
Well, First of all, Jesus was a very common name in Israel.
那第一呢，耶稣啊，在以色列是个非常普通的名字。
The Old Testament or the Hebrew pronunciation is Joshua.
在犹太的这个希伯来文里面呢，就叫约书亚。
So there were lots of Yeshuas. Around in Israel at that time.
所以在那个时代呢，好多耶稣，身边有一堆叫这个名的很多，就像咱中国起名一样。
So nothing unusual about that.
一点都不特别啊，一个特别普通的常见的一个名字。
But that the Messiah would come out of Nazareth is almost beyond belief.
然后呢，这个弥赛亚从那个拿撒勒这个小地方来呢。也是超出人想象的。
What did the prophet say?
先知是怎么说的？
The prophets, prophet said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
因为呢，先知说弥赛亚是要生在伯利恒的。
But,Philip doesn't say that Jesus was born in Nazareth.
对啊，但腓力也没有说耶稣是生在拿撒勒。
Jesus actually grew up. He was a native, just the same as if you immigrate to Canada when you're a child. Your whole language and culture and everything is in Canada. You're Canadian, even though you might be born in China or Afghanistan or wherever. You're a Canadian. Totally.
所以这个一点不矛盾，就像比如说有人他很小的时候就跟随爸妈到了加拿大，他在这边成长，他在这边学习，他说这边的话，他是就变成了一个加拿大人，但是呢一点不影响他出生在中国或者出生在阿富汗，他出生在别的国家，但是呢他成为一个加拿大人。就像耶稣他生在伯利恒，但是呢他长在拿撒勒，他从小在拿撒勒，他在拿撒勒长大，他吃这边说这边的话，所以他被称为拿撒勒人是很正常，但他生在。
So turn to Matthew 2, Matthew chapter 2,
马太福音的二章。
You remember the story, it's told in Luke at some length, that the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but that the king Herod wanted to destroy the child, and so his father, or his stepfather Joseph, took Mary and her child down to Egypt to flee from the face of Herod.
所以马太福音二章我们就看见了，当时耶稣在伯利恒出生以后呢，那时候的希律王啊就想杀他，所以呢，约瑟呢和玛利亚呢就把耶稣呢，带到了埃及来躲这个希律王的追杀。
And so, the if we read from verse 19, we read that of chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, verse 19 and verse 23, down to verse 23. If we could read that, please.
我们可以读一下马太福音二章的十九到二十三节，我们就知道他是怎么到拿撒勒去了。
希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。”
约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去。
只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王。就踏往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了，
到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将成为拿撒勒人的话了。
Mm-hmm. Now Nazareth was nowhere mentioned in the Old Testament itself.
那拿撒勒呢，在旧约呢没有特别的被提到。
It was very obscure, very impoverished town.
这是一个非常贫穷、非常小的一个城。
It had a bad reputation.
不是很好的名声。
Nearby was a Roman garrison.
因为在那附近有一个罗马的城堡。
And you know all the things that go on when there's a bunch of soldiers around.
因为如果这你城旁边有一座罗马的城堡，有一堆兵丁在那，那这个小镇就不是太安宁。
And so this statement by Matthew, written by the inspiration of God, it says here he will be called a Nazarene so that the prophecies might be fulfilled.
因为这里马太也是在神的圣灵的带领下写的，所以他被称为拿撒勒人，要应验先知的话。
Now there's no prophecies in the Old Testament directly related to Nazareth. It isn't even mentioned.
但是很有意思呢，在旧约呢没有特别直接的先知的预言指向，拿撒勒。
But there, what is mentioned about concerning the Messiah is that he would come in the lowliest of circumstances.
但是呢，的确讲到弥赛亚。要来的这个弥赛亚会以一个特别谦卑特别卑微的状态来。
For example, Isaiah wrote, he will be despised and rejected of men.
比如说以赛亚说呢，他会被人拒绝，会被人轻看。
And that is, I think, echoed in the response, the first response of Nathanael. Can any good come out of Nazareth?
然后这就开始在拿单叶这里得到应验了。拿单叶说，拿撒勒还能出什么好人吗？
So even though the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which was a very noble city, because it was the birthplace of David, the great king. However, he would be associated with one of the worst possible places in all the land of Israel.
虽然耶稣生在伯利恒，伯利恒在犹太地就是非常著名、非常尊贵的一座城，因为它是大卫的家乡，犹太最大的那个王大卫的家乡。但是呢，即便这样呢，上帝却把他带到了最微不足道的一座小城，北方的贫穷的一座小城，让他在那里长大。
So much so that even when he died upon the cross, the Roman wrote in three different languages, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews."
即使这样呢，在耶稣死的时候，比拉多写了一块牌子插在他的那个十字架的上面，这个牌子上写呢，拿撒用三种语言写的啊，希伯来文、希腊文和这个亚兰文，写了一句话叫拿撒勒人耶稣，犹太人的王。
It says he made himself of no reputation whatsoever.
他虽然没有让自己有任何的名声，让他活着的时候，因为他生在一个小镇，而他养在一个小镇。
You and I, we might be proud of some of the things that, our city, of place of birth, or the place where we've grown up. We can be proud of some of the accomplishments of that city and so on.
因为我们作为人呢，我们经常会说，哎呀，我们出生的地方这个城怎么怎么样很好，我们的长大的地方这个城有什么成就，这都是我们能够引为骄傲、引以为荣的。
And so for the Lord Jesus to come and be associated with the place called Nazareth was a place of great humiliation and great humbling of God Himself come into the world.
所以耶稣来到地上以拿撒勒人为称的，其实是把他和一个巨大的谦卑、极其的卑微的状态联系在一起。
So no one can say in the world, well, I come from a place, I'm worth nothing. My people are nothing. My country is nothing. Nobody can say that they took a lower place than the Lord Jesus himself.
因为没有人在这里能够说，哎呀，我从一个什么都不是的城来，一点都不出名的城来，所以我们很少有人，没有人能够站在耶稣面前说他的这座城，他来的这个家乡比耶稣还要卑微。
And then it says he humbled himself even further to die upon the cross.
然后圣经说呢，他即便如此，他还继续的谦卑自己，直到死在十字架上。
To pay for all our sin.
为我们所有人的罪付上赎价。
And to open up the way to heaven.
但是开了一条去天堂的路。
That we might enjoy all the blessings of God's heavenly city.
让我们能够有机会来同享神天上那大城的荣耀，让我们真的能够借着耶稣来同享那大城的荣耀。
And what's going to happen there is that to the overcomer, to the believer, God is going to write upon us a new name. The name of the city of God will be associated with a different place altogether, no matter what our origin is here.
所以呢，告诉我们，我们在地上，不管我们是从哪里出生的，不管我们从地上的哪一个地方来的，那我们都因着耶稣基督，我们在那天上那最荣耀的大城上有一份了。我们的名字被记在上面，耶稣就是那个道路，他自己谦卑在最最卑微的城市。
To be associated with that great city, this new Jerusalem, that is going to come down from God out of heaven, that's going to be our destiny. The one who grew up in Nazareth is the Prince of Life in the great Jerusalem.
那我们可以想象这样强烈的对比，那一个被称为最卑微的拿撒勒人的耶稣，拿撒勒真的是什么都不是的，却带着我们跟那最最最有荣耀的新耶路撒冷能够联系起来，那我们最终的荣耀，我们最终的去处就是个新耶路撒冷，这神的恩典是何等的大。
Now Philip knew his friend Nathaniel.
然后腓力呢知道他的朋友拿单叶。
We might just talk about Nathaniel for a minute. Who was Nathaniel?
我们可能可以先来了解一下拿单叶是谁。
We don't read about one of the 12 named Nathaniel.
因为我们很有意思是在十二个使徒里面啊，没有读到拿单叶这个人。
Yet in If you go to chapter 21, John chapter 21 and verse 2.
如果我们看一下约翰福音的最后一章二十一章的二节。
we read that Nathanael was one of the disciples.
因为我们看见呢，在约翰福音二十一章二节呢，我们看见拿但业是使门徒的之一啊，十二门徒之一啊。
It says afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, and two other disciples were together.
这个二十一章一节这里，这些事以后呢，耶稣在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。有西门彼得和称为迪布马的多马，并加利利的迦南人拿但业，还有西庇太的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
Now, we don't find a Nathanael in the official list in the synoptic gospels.
我们在福类福音呢也没有找到正式的说拿但业是门徒的这个记载。
Go back to Mark.What was it, Mark? We were there earlier.
Yeah. 这就是我们刚刚马可福音的那一段。
Mark chapter
三章 three, chapter three. 我们一开始上来读的马可三章十三十五节是。
Yes.
Chapter three.
The appointed 12. And verse 16.
十六节。
He said, "These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, who he surnamed Peter."James, the son of Zebedee.
Peter, 雅各
His brother John.
约翰
To them he gave the name Boanerges. Takes me a while. That's a hard one. We'll get spring to redo those ones.
又给这两个人起名叫半尼奇。
Which means sons of thunder.
叫雷子的意思。
There's Andrew. And notice Philip and Bartholomew.
注意这里又有安德烈、菲利。好，下面有个巴多罗买。
Bartholomew isn't mentioned in the book of John, but Nathanael is as a disciple.
但是巴多罗买呢没有在约翰福音被提到，但是约翰福音里提到拿但业是门徒。
Now Bartholomew is a surname.
所以巴多罗买是个姓。
Bar meaning son, Bartolomei, the son of Ptolemy.
对，巴多罗买呢，就是像那个西门巴约拿一样，这个巴就是 son,
and,
就是儿子的意思，所以他叫多罗买的，就是罗美的这个家的儿子。
So most Bible scholars believe that.Nathanael was called, his full name was Nathanael Bartholomew.
所以呢，很多的圣经学者就认为呢，拿但业呢是他的名。
See,
他的真正的名字就叫拿但业巴多罗买。
Matthew, Mark,
是他的姓。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say Bartholomew. John only says Nathanael is when he talks about the.
所以前面三个福音书一直在讲巴多罗买，巴多罗买。但是后面那个约翰福音就讲到了拿但业，其实一个在讲他的姓，一个在讲他的名。
And not only that, but we have Philip and Bartholomew together, and they were together. They're together at the very beginning, aren't they? Philip went to call Nathanael or Nathanael Bartholomew.
所以我们看见这里呢，腓力和巴多罗买也是一起被提到的，因为他们最初是最早一批跟着主的，他这个时间是这么顺序下来。
See, Simon Peter's name, his proper name was Simon Barjona. He was the son of Jonas.
所以西门彼得呢，其实他真正的全名叫西门巴约拿，而 Jona 就是约拿家的儿子，巴就是这个儿子的意思，就像这个巴多罗买这个巴是多罗买家的儿子是一样的。
Now let's go back then to our first.
所以叫拿但业巴多罗买，就跟西门巴约拿是一个意思。
So the first thing that the testimony of Philip to Nathanael, he describes the one that was in the law and the prophets as Jesus of Nazareth, but he also quotes his identification, his family identification, the son of Joseph.
对，他这里讲到的是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Yeah, now,
yeah.
Okay. So not only was Jesus the son, or the, he was associated with the town of Nazareth, but also now he is associated with Joseph.
所以耶稣不但跟这个拿撒勒这个城有关，而且也跟这个约瑟这个人有关。
Now, you might say that no, he wasn't the son of Joseph because he was the son of God.
你可能会说不，他不是约瑟这个地上父亲的儿子，因为他是神的儿子，他地上没有父亲。
But Philip is right because at this time Jesus was the legitimate son by adoption of Joseph himself.
那菲利说的对，因为耶稣这个时候呢，他是法律上的是意义法律意义上的这个约瑟的长子。
So he is, he can be called legally, he can be called the son of Joseph.
所以他在律法里呢，他可以被称为约瑟的儿子。
However, it was known throughout that country that Mary was with a child before they actually were married.
Yeah, Mary conceived the child before they
were married. Yeah, before they were married.
所以整个村子其实都知道呢，玛利亚是童女怀孕的。
So the Lord Jesus had to bear another stigma, which was he was the son of fornication.
所以耶稣从小就一直背着一个当时人特别大的污点在他身上，就是他是未婚先孕，他们认为他是淫乱生的。
Because Mary had conceived by the Holy Spirit this holy child, Jesus, before Joseph and Mary were, actually had their marriage.
所以因为玛利亚是从童女从圣灵怀的孕的怀的耶稣他们是在是在他嫁给那个约瑟之前他们只是订了婚。
And Joseph then, if you think about it, Joseph was, he wanted, he was thinking of some way he could divorce his wife, he could, but do it in a way that would not harm her in any way. He loved her.
所以约瑟呢，在这个福音书里我们看见有记载，他想用暗暗的方式呢休了玛利亚，他不想，他还是很爱玛利亚，他不想让她太难堪。
That is when he found out that she was with a child before they were married.
这个原因是因为他呢发现玛利亚未婚先孕。
Under the law, she should have been stoned.
因为按照当时的律法呢，玛利亚要被石头打死的。
But an angel appeared to Joseph.
但是呢，一个天使向约瑟显现了。
He said, "Take Mary, your wife. That holy thing that was conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit."
因为天使告诉约瑟说，你要把玛利亚娶过来，因为她怀的孕是从圣灵怀。
And so Joseph took Mary to be his wife and adopted her son.
所以约瑟呢把玛利亚娶过来，然后也接受了他的这个生的儿子耶稣作为他的长子。
And what would Joseph's reputation be in the town of Nazareth?
那你猜约瑟在拿撒勒城的这个名声会怎么样？
That he had married a woman that had a child by an unknown man.
名声就是他娶了一个女人，有一个孩子不知道是谁生的。
And here's the son of Joseph.
对，那他叫做约瑟的儿子。
As you can see, the reputation that the Lord Jesus would have had by name. But it was only by appearance, a thin veneer of social appearance.
所以你会看见，当他做这么一个见证，说约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。这两个都不是表，在人看来不可能是一个，恭维表扬的，它是个非常非常卑微的状态。
And so we can understand the response of Nathaniel.
所以当拿单叶有这么样一个反应，你就很能理解了，因为这两个评论都不是什么能让人特别觉得很高大上的评论。
In verse 46,
那这是46节。
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
所以拿单业马上就说拿撒勒还能出什么好的。
Just want to look up one verse here. Yes, 752. Where is it here? 752. Okay. That's just a reference that, that out of Galilee comes no prophet. But I think we'll pass over that. John 752. So, does Philip, what does Philip, what's his response to Nathanael's response?
Come and see.
A simple invitation. He didn't argue with them, his friend.
So, 腓力的回答也很有意思，他完全不跟他争，说你自己来看就好。
All the appearances of the name and the background and so on are very misleading, isn't it?
所以所有的名啊，表面给人的都是误导的。
A person must experience firsthand the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以每一个人到主面前去，都要自己要有第一手的跟主同在的一起的经历，他才能够真的进到主里去。
Now, many people are willing to stay in their prejudices and say nothing, that this Christianity or this Christ is no good whatsoever.
有很多人会站在他的偏见里，会说：“哎呀，这个基督啊，这个东西，这个都是不好的，没有什么好的。”
And the people are have their minds full of their minds are made up already by something they heard. But then we have a Philip. He didn't argue, did he? He said, just come and see.
所以我们每一个人呢都会有这样的经历啊，就是我们的脑子其实已经做了决定，因着一些错误的信息或者一些以前的经验，那我们也有了个决定。这个时候呢，当我们遇见一个好的腓力，他就会告诉你呢，也不用争了，那你自己去看吧，你自己来看，你就明白。
There's a the Lord Jesus when the two disciples came, they said, Lord, where are you staying? He said, Come and see, an invitation, come.
前面我们都读到那两个人去问耶稣说，拉比你在哪里住？耶稣说什么？你们来看，你们自己来看。
And so Nathanael, at the bidding of his friend, he comes to Jesus here.
然后呢，拿单业呢，跟着他的朋友腓力呢，就来到了耶稣那里。
And when Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, what does he say to him?
然后耶稣看见拿单业来，就他怎么说的？
See, Jesus knows everything.
耶稣其实知道一切的事。
That's his omniscience, his all-knowingness.
因为他是全知的。他没有什么事情在他那里是
藏的。He knows our hearts.
他知道我们的心。
He knows our past. He knows our present. He knows our future.
他也知道我们的过去、现在和未来。
Not only that, he knows our motives that are behind our actions.
不但如此，他甚至知道我们每一个行动里面的动机。
Our enemy Satan can look at our actions, and then he can guess at our motives.You and I can do that too, can't we?
但是我们的敌人，撒旦呢，他做不到的。那他能看见人的行为，但是他不能，他只能猜你里面的动机。我们也是一样的，我能看见一个人的行为，猜他的动机。
But Satan doesn't know what you're thinking.
撒旦是不知道你在想什么的。
It's invisible to him.
这是对他是看不见的。
But God knows our motives. He knows how we approach things.And the very, our very motives for doing things.
但上帝知道我们的心，他就知道我们是怎么样走到这个行为里来的，我们里面最深的动机是什么。
So Nathanael is coming toward the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus already has read him like a book.
耶稣拿单眼来到耶稣面前呢，其实耶稣已经像读一本书一样把拿单眼已经读过了。
And he says to him, here's a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false.
那耶稣就指着拿单眼说，看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
There we read, turn with me to Romans chapter 9.
我们看一下罗马书的九章。
We'll take, what is a true Israelite?
往后翻，什么叫做真以色列人呢？278页，新约的。罗马书九章。
Romans chapter 9, and we're going to read from verse 4 to verse 6.
四到六节，二七八页，四到六节。
The people of Israel, that is the Jews, theirs is the adoption as sons, because when he brought them out of Egypt, he said, I've called my son out of Egypt. He was like they were like his children.
以色列人啊，当他们被呼召出埃及的时候呢，神把他们叫做他的孩子啊，这就叫做神看他们为自己的孩子。
There's the divine glory, he says there. The Shekinah of glory appeared as a pillar of smoke by day and a pillar of fire by night. It overshadowed the whole nation. It was the glory of God.
他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分，荣耀啊，那他这个荣耀是指神的荣耀。
They had the covenants, that is.
他们也有祝约，就是。
The covenant made to Abraham, the covenant that he made at Sinai, and so on.
给亚伯拉罕立的约，在西乃山立的约。
They received the law, the Ten Commandments.
他们也接受了律法，十诫。
They had the temple worship was established, whereby the people could have access to God.
他们也有各种的仪式，让人们能够来到神的面前，跟神交流。
And then all the promises, especially the promises made through David, there would be an everlasting kingdom with Israel as the head.
也有很多的应许是通过先知，也通过王，像大卫一样。
And it's to them that the patriarchs came, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那从他们呢，就是那列祖从他们出来的亚伯拉罕以撒。
And it says, from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ himself, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen.
按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的，他是在万有之上。
So he's outlined the tremendous privileges that every Jew had.
他这里就把列出来了。那每一个犹太人有的巨大的那个荣耀，就是他的荣幸啊，他有的东西。
But his purpose in writing is that these Jews they had rejected their Savior.
那他这里写这些的原因呢，是因为犹太人已经拒绝了他们的救主。
And so he says, it isn't as though God's word had failed.
他并没有说神的话落空了。
In other words, the God's promises, there was nothing wrong with that.
意味着呢，神的应许其实不会落空，也不会出问题。
Because not, he says, for not all who are descended from Israel are Israel.
所以六节说呢，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列。
What does that mean?
这句话什么意思？
It means that those of Israel that are of a real Israel, they are the ones by faith.
所以他这里讲的那些真以色列人是什么？那些有信心的人才是真的以色列。
To be in God's real kingdom, it isn't come through natural birth.
所以神真正的国度呢，不是从人自然的养育的这个线条里来的。
The privileges that were given to the natural Jew were great.
那个给到自然的犹太人，就是一个一个通过父母生养出来的那个犹太人，给他们的。这个条件已经是非常好，给上帝给了他们很多东西。
But that wasn't enough. They needed to be born again, born from above.
那这个不够，因为他们必须要借着信心重生，从圣灵而生。
So there's the natural Israel, and then there's the true Israel.
所以现在有两种以色列人。自然的以色列人和肉身生的以色列人，还有什么？
And,
真以色列人。
And that's what the Lord Jesus is saying. When he saw He saw Nathanael coming. There was a man that was a true believer, born again man.
这就是耶稣讲的，这人是个真以色列人的意思。他不只是肉体上的以色列，他是真的从上面重生，相信的。
Here's a true Israelite, one that believes the promises of God.
这就是那一个他相信神的应许，相信神的话，像亚伯拉罕那样相信，神的以色列人，这种以色列人才是真的以色列人。
So Lord Jesus knew his heart. He could see right into his heart.
那耶稣是知道，他能直接看见拿单叶的心。
But he goes even further than that.
他还继续再往下说。
And what he does now, he probes Nathanael to his innermost being, so that Nathanael is completely open now before God.
他做的呢是用手去戳拿单叶的最里面的那颗心，让他能够预备好，真的全然的接受。
He says, "They're a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false."
他说看呢。你这个真以色列人心里没有诡诈。
I want you to turn to a couple of Psalms quickly here. Psalm chapter 15.
我们读一点诗篇，诗篇的十五篇。
Psalm 15 and verse 1 to the first part of verse
3.
And the question here, Lord, who can dwell in your sanctuary? That is there a true Israelite?
耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？这里说的就是谁，有没有一个真以色列人能住你的地方？
Who may live on your holy hill?
谁能住在你的圣山？
And here is the conditions.
那现在有这个条件来了。
He whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander on his tongue.
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人，他不以舌头缠谤人，不恶待朋友。
That's a description of Nathanael, is it not? No deceit. On his tongue.
所以你看，这就在描述，其实像拿单叶这样的人，所以他不是用一个外在的来区别。
Speaking the truth from his heart.
是从里面说话的，他是真心的。
And what is Nathanael's response?
你们看拿单叶的回应是怎么样的呢？
Verse 48.
四十八节。
How do you know me?
他说你从哪里知道我呢？
You know, it could.Very well be that Nathanael had made up his mind that he was not going to, no untruth was going to come out of his lips. That he said, Lord help me to be a true man, reading something like this. Or perhaps he was reading in Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 to 2. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. And look at this. And in whose spirit is no deceit. That is someone that has trusted the Lord Jesus, has confessed the very deepness of his sins, and has been cleansed from all unrighteousness.
因为拿单叶很可能在心里啊就已经做过这种悔改的祷告了。就像那个诗篇的三十二篇讲的得赦免其过。遮盖其罪的这人是有福的，凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的这人是有福的。拿单叶他的心呢，因着读旧约，包括他前面的一些事，拿单叶里面已经预备好了，就他是谦卑，眼睛是知道自己瞎的状态，所以他当耶稣这么一说呢，他就特别诧异他说你怎么知道我是这样。
The Lord Jesus' assessment of this man Nathanael is very telling. It says here, the man is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. Now, that doesn't mean to say that Nathanael had always told the truth. It's a man that had told God the truth and had confessed his sinsin the plain sight of God, so there was, he was open in confessing his sin and unrighteousness.
这里的道理啊，我们要区别一个很重要的一点呢，就是47节，耶稣说：“看了，这是个真以色列人，心里没有诡诈，并不是说拿单叶从来不说谎，不是说呢他一点坏事不干，是说他里面对神是完全不隐藏的，就他知道自己错了，他就在神面前坦诚的跟神讲了，这叫真以色列人，这叫他心里没有诡诈，他不觉得自己在这件事情上是义的，所以才会有诗篇32篇那个悔改的祷告这样的意思在讲到拿单叶，所以拿单叶并不是一个状态，他从不犯罪，而是他知罪，他来到神的面前，他预备好了心，他知道自己是个罪人，这叫心里没有诡诈。
We mustn't think that Nathanael was some great man of perfection.
所以我们不能说呢，他是一个完美的伟人，他不，这个地上没有这样的人。
On the contrary, this was a man that was completely forgiven of all his sins because he had confessed them openly to the Lord.
相反呢，这是一个被神全然赦免他一切罪的人，因为他来到神面前，敞开了自己所有的罪，承认了自己的罪与不义，神就赦免了他。
Blessed is the man whose transgressions are forgiven, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
就像得赦免其过的这人是有福的。
David wrote that.
大卫是这么写的。
For a year he tried to cover up his sin.
因为在一年里啊，他跟八十八那个罪，他就努力的想遮盖。
There was deceit in his heart.
因为在他心里有诡诈。
And he suffered greatly for that.
他这个心特别特别难受。
But when he confessed his sin,
当他承认自己的罪的时候，
God in faithfulness forgave his sin.
神是信实的，神就赦免他。
And like Nathanael, coming towards the Lord Jesus says, Nathanael, a true Israelite, born of God's Spirit, who bears no sin, they've been all confessed to God.
所以这就是为什么耶稣说拿单叶他是个真以色列人，心里没有诡诈，因为他把一切的罪与不义都向上帝认了。那神是信实的，神就赦免他的一切的罪，在神眼里他就是无罪的。
How do you know me? He says.
然后拿单叶说，你怎么知道我？
It was a humble question. The Lord had struck an arrow to his heart.
因为这样的一个说，你是没有诡诈的这句话啊，对拿单叶的冲击就很大。你怎么知道？因为他有没有承认错误？他有没有承认一切的罪？只有他自己知道。然后他就很震撼了。他说：“你怎么知道我做了什么样的祷告？”
The Lord Jesus said, "I've had my eye on you, Nathanael."
啊，耶稣说：“我知道，我看见你了。
I saw you when you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
说我在腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下的时候我就看见你。
What was Philip doing under the fig tree?
腓力在无花果树底下干啥呢？
I know one thing he was doing under the fig tree.
我知道他那底下做一件事。
Not only was he looking for the Messiah to come.
他不但在等候弥赛亚来。
But here was a man that was confessing his sins. A man that was putting himself right before God.
他在那悔改他的罪，他把自己一切都交在神的手里。
Because the Lord gave us a testimony of what he was when he came toward him.
因为主给了自己一个特别好的这个给了他们一个特别好的见证啊，当主来到他们面前的时候，显明主是一个怎么样圣洁的人。
What the Nathanael says, Rabbi, and that the word Rabbi there is a term of great respect that you would give to a great teacher of some kind.
所以拿单也说拉比，他讲到拉比呢，其实就是表明他极大的尊敬了，不是前面那个状态。
What came out of Nathan's mouth now? Came out of deep meditation, deep understanding now. He said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
然后这里他是脱口而出的，就是那深深的 从灵里发出来的这个声音，他想过了以后，他就明白，他的灵得到的启示就是，这是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
Now, whether or not Nathanael understood the whole of that, it doesn't matter. But he understood a tremendous amount. The Lord then tells him, Jesus said in verse 50, you believe because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree?
他说，耶稣说呢，因为我在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？
So you're going to see greater things in this.
因为你要看见更大的事。
See, the Lord takes us he meets us where our faith is. And then he leads us on to something more.
因为主总是这样的，他在我们的信心的地方跟我们相遇。然后呢，他一定把我们带到一个信心更大的高度，更高的层次。
Paul said in Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, from faith unto faith, from beginning faith to the perfection of faith. See, a little bit of faith in God, a little bit of faith in a great big God can produce salvation. A little bit of faith, just trusting him in a little bit.
就像保罗在罗马书里讲的，我不以福音为耻啊，这福音本是神的大能。然后呢，这义是本于信，也以至于信，就是让我们在一个信心很小的阶段，一点点的信心，神接纳了以后呢，就像一个种子一样，我们就会越长越大，会到一个更高信心的程度。
And so, here we see Nathanael. How much he understood, we don't know, but the Lord was going to, he understands him to be the Son of God and the King of Israel. Well, the King won't be crowned for many centuries after this was written. He's not been crowned yet, but there is a time when he's going to be crowned. And that, well, he says there will, he says, I tell you the truth. You're going to see heaven open. And you're going to see the angels of God coming down and going up and down upon the Son of Man.
所以这里讲到呢，拿单也说你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王啊。但是呢，耶稣其实直到现在都在地上还没有称那个王啊。所以耶稣就带着他到一个更信心更大的程度，就是告诉他呢，你要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
When the church is gone and he's taken his bride to heaven, then the Lord Jesus, after he's going to come in power and he's going to rule and reign on earth.
当耶稣再来的时候呢，他就会把神的教会提走，那我们要跟着主一同做王在千禧年。
And when he comes to set up his kingdom, it says his angels are going to come with him.
因为他说，当他在千禧年再回来的时候呢，他的天使们要跟随他。
And the armies of heaven will follow.
天上的天军也要跟着他。
But notice what he calls himself here. He doesn't say that the angels ascend and descend on the Son of God or the King of Israel.
这里呢，他怎么称呼自己呢？他没有说。他做管自己叫人子，没有说是神子或者以色列的王。
They're going to ascend on the Son of Man.
叫人子，上去下来在人子身上。
The Son of Man was his own title for himself.
因为人子是他管自己叫的一个称呼。
It was a title of humiliation.
这是一个很谦卑的称呼。
How man had degraded himself, he took upon the form of man.
就耶稣他是多大程度，就神多大程度降卑自己，成为人形了。
But in his humiliation, to come as a man, through that humiliation, that means the exaltation of man to the right hand of God in heaven.
从他的谦卑，你看这个神的使者上去下来在人子身上，人子在下面，因着他的谦卑，人才有可能上去到神那里去。所以这是一个鲜明的对比，他管自己叫人子，人子站在最底下，天开了，人借着这个梯子上去了，到天上。
I think that's, I don't know if we've got any more.
Yeah. Good? Yeah. Okay. Okay. 我们一起来祷告，我们今天到这里。我们在天上的父，谢谢您，谢谢您借着耶稣那谦卑的降临，成为拿撒勒人，生在马槽里，死在石架上，他称自己为人子，这一切的卑微，都是为了我们的益处，都是让我们，不但罪的赦免，更有那唯一的路，就是这天梯，进到您给我们的天上预备的家，成为神的儿子。父啊，这是何等大的恩典，又是何等大的荣耀。父啊，我们要赞美您，我们要为这样的恩典赞美您。我们更求您祝福我们身边和我们的亲人们，让他们也能早日认识您，也求您祝福我们，让我们有坚定的信心信靠您，在一切的环境里我们要赞美您。父啊，谢谢您，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。